Today will be Ezra Hashem, we learn Daf Nun Ches Masech to Shabbos. Some of the major topics covered in today's Daf include whether a servant is permitted to walk outside on Shabbos with an identifying emblem around his neck or on his clothing. The Gemara then talks about both servants and animals walking out on Shabbos with bells, either hanging around their necks or sewn onto their garments. This leads into a lengthy discussion about the tumah status of bells, which can depend on factors such as their primary function and whether they have clappers inside of them. The Daf concludes with an analysis of a braisa that says that a bell whose clapper was removed remains tummy. Some of the concepts we will come across in today's Daf include Kli Avonim, Kli Glolim, Ukli Adama, Eim Akablin Tumah, Loi Medivri Torah, Loi Medivri Seifim. Utensils made of stone, dung, and clay are not susceptible to Tumah, even on a Derabbanan level, as opposed to Kli Matris, metal utensils, which are certainly susceptible to Tumah, even Midiraisa. Kol HaKelim Yerdun De Tumasan, B'machshava, Ve'ein Oilim De Tumasan, El B'shina Maisa. Anything that is not susceptible to Tumah due to its status or lack thereof can become susceptible to Tumah when one merely intends to change its function. Something, however, that is susceptible to Tumah does not lose that status with a mere thought, but requires a physical action to change the use or function of the item.